while the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Tomorrow, the playoffs start. The Lightning will be in Montreal.
Nope.
Toronto.
Toronto. Taking on a Maple Leaf.
I knew that.
From Toronto.
Toronto, Ontario.
Yes. Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah. They used to call it New York City of the North, but... Nobody wants to do that anymore.
I saw this thing on Twitter over the weekend. It was an article from like National Post. I don't know if that's a Canadian outlet or what, but Tucker Carlson, I guess, did a segment about liberating Canada. Should we liberate Canada like Iraq or Libya from tyranny?
Yeah, so we just have to go attack them.
It's finally happening.
Yeah.
The joke is finally happening.
That's funny. I don't. It's bad enough. Just trying to keep up what's going on around here, and so you see what's going on in Chicago the last few days.
I've seen some things.
Why?
Yeah, it's
Why?
Disturbing.
What is going
it's
on?
Really disturbing.
It really is. I mean, I'm only getting what is popping up on different feeds, but I mean, it's definitely not fake. You know, it's hundreds and hundreds of teenagers just beating the crap out of people and jumping on cars and.
Not even in the south side of Chicago. We're talking the loop, like the main part where the Bean is. And,
yeah,
you know, the Navy Yard and like the night Soldier Field, like all that stuff. Just roving gangs of teenagers just running around and beating people up,
Unreal.
Jumping on cars. Los Angeles, I saw a video of. So the new thing is you get a mob together, literally, and you go, let's just go into this store and steal everything.
They've been doing that like for about two or three years.
Since that summer.
Since COVID, yeah.
So they just run in these stores and just start taking everything.
Yeah.
Opening a register. And
happened in Philadelphia last week at a Target.
Helpless to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Anybody, the cops can't do anything about it because it's a mob. They don't even know where to start.
Yep.
And then if they do get in there, if there's like two or three, four, even 10 cops that show up, they're just going to get they're just going to get swallowed up. So that's the key. If you want to steal, just get a bunch of your buddies. I think they didn't even in Tampa. They did that, didn't they? At a Walmart?
No.
I think it was during the summer of
Love. But the cops were busy. Good luck in Florida. Maybe Miami, you know, but good luck, you know, because we don't defund the police here. We just don't, you know. And
I mean, it seems easy.
Yeah, and you also got to worry about, you know, people that live here don't put up with crap either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're going to bum rush a Walmart, you got a bunch of Walmart shoppers that are Floridians.
Yeah.
They're not just, you know, you're ruining their time too.
I mean, it's potentially get capped. One or two get capped. But then they'll just mob them and kill them. Like, even if you're a good Samaritan, you know, and you go, no, this isn't happening on my watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you start popping off some shots.
It's scary,
You're
dude.
Just going to get, you know, mobbed and beaten and get your gun stolen and you're probably going to be killed.
Yeah.
It feels like you could easily just rile up a mob now.
Did you see the guy that just hopped out of his car at like a busy intersection and was just like kicking cars and going, putting his dukes up? Like,
I did see that.
Get out and fight me. Get out and fight me. And all I could think is that ain't Florida, dude.
Yeah.
That is not Florida, because somebody will shoot you, dude, if you start kicking their windshield for no
damn
reason.
I'm surprised you do it in Georgia.
Is that where it was?
I think so.
It's just, dude, I don't care for myself that much, but I think about my wife being in her car and some mob of people just come up and just start beating her up for no reason. You know, one of the ones in Chicago that really bothered me, I saw today, it was a lady trying to get into her apartment building, and it was in a nicer area.
In the loop. Yeah.
Yeah, and they just run up and grab her by the hair and drag her away from her door and start beating
her.
The crap out of her.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I don't even know if that lady's alive or not.
I don't know.
Let her live or killed her.
For no reason at all. Unbelievable. And then, you know, Walmart pulled out of all of Chicago pretty much. They closed like four stores.
Yeah, Portland too. Portland, Oregon.
And then like local leaders in Chicago were out there like organizing a protest, like going off on Walmart. Walmart's like, we can't do this. Like they're running in with mobs of people and robbing us. Like these mobs of people doing this are going to ruin retail. Everything's going to be online shopping because these
might
companies.
That might be part of the plan.
Maybe.
To tell you the truth, just bring everything online.
Yep.
You can monitor it better. You can monitor what people purchase. Oh, you've met your quantity of beef this week.
You think Bezos is paying these mobs? He's like the Soros of retail? He's just paying mobs?
I don't know. I think they're paying. I mean, it's quite evident that they've paid for some DAs. They've paid for their election committees.
Oh, yeah.
Not Bezos, but there's definitely people who have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it could be one of those things where it's just kind of the ideology kind of gets put out there and you can do these things and not be punished for them. And then you're only, you know, they're going to get what they want based on that. Right. So you just go, well, we can't keep brick and mortar stores open anymore because we get just mobbed and robbed. So we'll move everything to online and then government can eventually go, oh, okay. Cool. Well, if you want to buy this thing, you've already met your quota, so you can't buy it in cash or anything. You have to buy it online with a credit card.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is all, you know, going down a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something to think about. It's just, definitely curious.
What do you do, like, with this Chicago thing? Only thing I can think to do would be to call in the National Guard and just be like, you know what I mean? Hey, if you're running through and they're terrorists is what they are. They're terrorizing an entire city. People are scared to go out of their houses. People are scared. They're terrified. And there's all these videos of them just running through and kicking in cars. Like, can you imagine having to call your insurance company and go, excuse me, Geico. I had 10 teenagers just jump on the hood of my car and just kick the crap out of my car. And then, and if you run over them, you know, now you're going to get charged. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the scary thing. And even if you don't get charged, you're going to be charged in the court of public opinion.
Right.
The media is going to plaster your picture all mm-hmm. over the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, this person just killed someone who's too poor.
Yeah.
And just needs resources. And you killed them because they were trying to take some resources.
Well, yeah. The mayor-elect in Chicago said we don't need to demonize these teenagers.
Dude, Chicago, man.
What?
They get... I'm sorry, but... At a certain point, you just got to go, good luck.
Get out.
Good luck, guys. Yeah, and if you don't want to live in that, then leave. You're going to have to leave.
And I remember you said this a few months back, and I thought about it today, when you were like, you know what, maybe we should just divide the country. If you have different ideologies and stuff like that, maybe we should just divide the country up. And I think it's happening naturally. Because of how certain cities and certain states are ran,
People
are like, you know what? I don't want that. Like Washington State just passed a bill to where, you know, if a child wants to have gender reassignment surgery, the parents don't have a choice in the matter. Well, then if that's against what you believe in, then you have to move out of Washington State. So kind of like what you were saying, divide everything. It's starting to be that way. People fled California. People, you know, fled New York. People are kind of going where it kind of fits where they want, you know, want to raise their families.
It's I wonder, though, the people that left and went to these new areas of Florida and you know, Texas, are they going to keep their voting registration the same and then vote for the same stuff?
Stupid people.
Of why they left. I don't know if that will happen or not.
I think a lot of people have been kind of turned. I mean, I was watching, you know, Rob Schneider. He was a big Democrat. You know, the comedian used to be on SNL. And he red-pilled himself. I heard him in an interview. He goes, look, there used to be moderate Democrats. There used to be moderate Republicans. There's really not anymore. And he goes, it got the lunacy, and this is his opinion. He said the lunacy on that side – there's no middle ground. You know, it's either like extremism or nothing at all. And he got to the point, he says, look, everything that the policies they're passing, everything is all about controlling us. And I don't like to be controlled. So I bounced and now I'm being called a racist because I'm not.
Yeah.
It's just weird, man.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, even if you do kind of, you know, make the state split, where we kind of just split by politics and some states will have certain politics and then other states will have other types of politics. you're really dealing with two groups of people, personality traits of collectivists, individualists.
Right.
And, progressive collectivists have the right way to live, and they're going to force that on you because it's the right way to live. They're not going to leave you alone. So it's going to, the war will be fought on media. You'll just get called names.
Yeah.
Sanctions that will be put on from the federal government on these states that aren't cooperating
mm-hmm.
with the right way to do things.
They're already doing it. Like, it's happening right now. I mean, you got these groups, you know, putting out, health advisories for gay people not to come to Florida. You know?
Oh, yeah, the Human Rights Campaign, I think.
Get out of here. What are you talking about? I've talked to 5 gay people since that happened, and it's the funniest thing in the world. They're like, I've never felt more safe than in Florida. Like, this is a great place for gay people. It's a really awesome place. Like,
notoriously and historically.
Nobody, like, you're probably safer here than you are up north if you're gay.
Don't go to Chicago or Los Angeles.
Don't go to Chicago, right, or Los Angeles or San Francisco if you're anything. Oh,
yeah, San Francisco is another one.
Lawless.
There was some other crazy. Oh, the guy from that invented.
The Cash App guy. Yeah, he got stabbed and killed. Yeah,
got stabbed and killed.
Uh-huh.
And he moved to Florida because he's like, San Francisco's too crazy. I can't uh-huh. do it anymore. And then went and had to visit. Had some business to take care of. Got stabbed.
Yeah,
killed.
It's crazy, dude. That's San Francisco's where, if you drive down there, I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos on it. If you drive down the road, cars that are parked have their trunks open and the windows are down. Because they don't want to get their windows bashed in.
Yeah.
Because they have these teams of people that just go in and bash the windows, and they know how to pull the back seat out so they can see what's in your trunk. And they're just rapid fire breaking into cars left and right. So people are like, all right, I'll just pop my trunk so you can see what's in there. Are you try that in Florida? Try it, man. Ain't gonna happen.
But I'm saying, like, even if you had to, like, let's say you're well within your rights.
Uh-huh.
To protect your property, protect your home. I don't think you could shoot somebody in Florida if they were breaking into your car.
What if you're in the car? Because what I would do...
If you're in the car, maybe.
I would hire gun midgets, right? And you just put them in the trunk. Just have them chilling in the trunk. Then when they break in, they pop that back seat open. Ah, got you, bitch! Pop, 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 pop!
Mm-hmm.
Gun midgets.
But you're creating jobs, too, with this.
I'm trying, dude. I'm trying to stimulate the economy.
But if you... Can you imagine, though? Let's say you had to use your firearm.
Yeah.
You even here in Florida,
uh-huh.
where they go, yeah, we're not going to charge you with anything. The news is going to go to some local activists and interview them.
Yeah.
And they're going to give the reason why you should be charged.
Mm-hmm.
And then the news is going to go, well, we don't know. We're just throwing it out there. We don't know. So then your picture's all over the place, and then you're going to rile up people who are going to maybe call your work and go, are you going to leave a murderer on your staff and harass your workplace? And then your workplace is going to go, dude, we got to let you go.
They'll post your address.
You know, we can't get any work done here. Their Twitter accounts will get flooded. Their social media, their emails are going to get bogged down. They're just going to be like, if you had your crazy ex-girlfriend coming into your place of work and breaking all the windows and stuff, you'd be like, dude, we got to let you go.
Even celebrities that's the reason why I don't like LeBron James is, you know, back when it was all heated up back in 2020, he was right out there just throwing stuff out there left and right. And the one that bothered me the most, and when the cop, I think it was Memphis, when he saved the girl's life, by shooting the other girl, the girl had a knife and was like standing over her.
Yeah, about to stab her. Yeah,
she was about to kill her. So he shot her because that's what you're trained to do as an officer is save somebody's life, you know. And he shot the aggressor, and then LeBron James puts his name and his picture up on Twitter to his 5 million followers and goes, you're next. Like, what? The guy just did his job. And then, of course, the police chief, who's a black guy, came out and said, LeBron James needs to take down that tweet. The guy did his job to the letter. Like, you know, he's not in trouble. You know, he saved somebody's life.
Right. And that's good. But also, it's out there already. It's like once something gets put out there by LeBron James, even if he goes, my last tweet was a little harsh. I have new information, and I probably shouldn't have sent that
tweet. He won't do that.
That gets 1/10 of the engagement mm-hmm. of the original tweet. So it doesn't reach the people that it needs to reach.
I also hated the fact that he this is right around the same time where he wouldn't say anything bad about China, but he just crapped all over America as much as he could have. He said, you know, the flag was racist, everything else. But then when they asked him about China, he would not say a negative thing because they get so much money. The NBA gets so much money from China, like probably more than here. Like, it's huge over there.
Yeah.
He would not talk about China, even though they have slave camps and everything else over there. It was just like, you son of a bitch, man. Don't act like you care about black people or anybody. You care about green. That's all you care about, you weird, balding bastard. All that money and can't get a real head of hair, idiot. Won't play.
Saving money on everything for your projects at Menards. Update your outdoor space with our huge in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, decking, and fencing. Load up big savings using our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, get free estimates fast using our deck and fence design programs. Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big.